The okay. GPS is on.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. We're recording. This is the initial recording of The Ride. I'm Steve Sklar. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Malka Leora Puzin Sklar.
Okay. Can I call you Mal if I need to?
I mean, we don't know each other that well. Okay. I prefer to use my Christian name.
Malka. Okay.
Episode 1, Zeno's Paradox. In the pilot episode of this podcast, your hosts, Steve and Mal, hurtle from point A to point B in search of the podcast theme, a meta quest if ever there was one. On this particular trip, they also end up exploring whether motion is even possible. Strap in for The Ride to Redacted. Please be advised, there are occasional cuss words in these episodes, so now you know.
All right, we're off to a flying start, and we're heading to, should I say?
Redacted.
We're heading to Redacted. So this is a lift back for Malka Leora Puzin Sklar.
You don't have to say right. All that.
Okay, fine. Our theme, we decided, podcast.
At the next stop sign, turn right.
Okay. Our theme, such as it is that we're searching for a theme for the podcast. So it's a little meta. I don't have to put in a motorcycle noise.
Yeah, that's all flavor. No grease, baby. Yeah.
It's called Wild Sound. As you may or may not know, I don't know why you might know, probably mentioned it. I was a sound recordist on The Forbidden Zone, later better known as I Spit on Your Grave.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound I recorded ended up being unusable because the recorder they gave me to do this with didn't have sync. We were shooting film, not video.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just used as a reference track for them to dub the film.
Mm-hmm. Was it like cassette, like where it's magnetic?
It was reel to reel.
So I don't know what that means.
yes. Okay. We have one in the living room amid all the junk.
And as they age, I mean the tape can warp the like plastic, but also like the little dust bits can fall off.
Yeah, that's true.
That one Radiolab episode.
Yeah.
But,
right.
And I know that film is like, it's like.
It can degrade.
Well,
everything degrades.
I'm not talking about degradation.
Okay. Okay.
What?
I don't know. Degradation.
Yeah.
Possible theme raw material. Anyway. Maybe not.
No.
Okay. Third law
of
thermodynamics.
You're going to want to know a lot more about what that means in certain contexts.
Okay, well, but, I was just thinking of physics, but also
entropy in that case.
Yeah. We all got to go sometime.
That's a good podcast name.
Right. It's a chapter in my unpublished manuscript about my immigration law practice.
Mm.
Because it involves a bathroom break.
Okay.
Okay.
But also immigration, we all gotta go sometime. Anyway.
I didn't even think of that.
Damn.
Oh my god.
Stay in the second lane from right.
There was a guy many decades ago that I ran across somewhere when I was starting to think like, I still had the dream of being a filmmaker. And he started his own film company and he named it Still River Films. And I thought, oh, that is so good. Now I can't use it.
It's a river of stills.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen people ask this question as a Zeno's Paradox kind of way, like if you're taking film, or if you're taking rapid photographs or whatever, like each individual moment
right.
that a person is moving,
yeah.
there you can break it down into these infinite little moments where they're still.
In 2 miles, take a slight right turn.
When do they move?
When do they move?
Yeah.
And it's like the
never.
The question shows a lack of understanding of physics, because it's like just because you can capture a still image doesn't mean they were still in that image. They're in motion. They have
right.
like this kinetic energy. So
right.
it's like, it's just fallacious to say that it's...
Well, but here's the thing.
It's at rest.
In Xeno...
Stay in the second lane from right.
There is a way to look at it that you're dismissing Xeno too quickly. I mean, let me run through his chain of thinking. It's like, I think of it as an arrow in flight.
Yeah.
And, you know, so would you agree that during the flight of the arrow... at each instant in time, the arrow occupies a length of space that is exactly equal to the length of the arrow. This was his thing. And would you agree that in order to get from point A to point B, its flight is made up of nothing but instants of that type? And so, Xeno said... If in each instant it is essentially still in the space that it occupies with its own length, when does it move during its flight?
But my
it's
my
a mind
point,
fog.
Well, I think that
because you end up having to agree with each of his postulates, and then it's
but
like
I don't agree. I think that
well,
Xeno's,
which of them don't you agree with?
Well, I'll fucking tell you.
Okay.
So just because you can pull a single instant from that flight path and say
right.
the arrow occupies only its own space does not mean that it was still in that instant, because it was not. It was in motion. And if you're like, well, when did it move? It's like it had forces acting upon it, like the force of the bowstring acting
right.
upon it while it was in that instant.
Right. Or another way you might say it is, when did it move? Always through
yeah,
its
it was,
flight.
It was always moving in that instant.
Until it hit the tree.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, I think actually what you're saying is kind of brilliant, because tell me if this is a legit restatement of your position. The reason that you come up with this nonsensical, you know, question suggesting that motion is impossible...
Mm-hmm.
It's an artifact of how you're describing something.
Yes.
You're choosing to describe, or in the case of film, how you're recording something. You can only record stills because that's the only way film works.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an artifact of how.
Stay in the second lane from right.
And description of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What any of this has to do with the theme of a drive and a podcast is yet to be determined, but it's out there.
Well, you can't draw a line with one data point, so if we only have the one drive recorded, then we won't know what
the theme
is.
This is like a still.
Yeah. This dog. That's a person in a dog costume.
Speaking of transformations. All right, so what do we leave... We'll just say goodbye. We're here. Fine.
So long, and thanks for all the fish.
Okay. You're welcome. I didn't know I gave you fish.
It's from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. All right, good. That's a all good...
Goodbye.
Good job.
I'm going to get my stuff. I love you, too.
Okay, I'm going to stop it.